Sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolesihlanu mhlazi mashumi mabili ilane ngombimbito 2017 nguntungamili inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
baye eparty iparty izakwenza njani mina ngisebenza umsebenzi wabantu engicabangela ukuthi uyadingakala abantu bakithi bayo abantu abathi nxa abanye abantu besenza umsebenzi
Abasekeli bebandla lezano PF batshengisele njalo namhla kobulawayo besola abakhokheli bogatsha lwabesifazana kuleli bandla abathi unkosikazi Sarah Mahoka lonkosikazi Eunice Sandi Moyo.
Izano PF yiphathi esingafela macebo esithelelwe umqondo. Siyazi ukuthi izano PF ihambise thusula abantu lapha nalapha ithenga abantu ngokudla ngoba lamawo vethi asepandukelana lezano PF ngoba sisazi vele ukuthi izano PF isiphathe siphelile.
UZulu weMwenezi East ubikwaye sehlalela evalweni ngenxa yokwethuselwa ngamalunga ebandla lezano PF ngaphambilini kokhetho lokudinga umeli walesi sigaba edalele ephalamende. Kuwoza Friday isilomdlalo ophathelane lombuqazo weGugura Wundi olingiswa yintsha yakwele South Africa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abasekeli bebandla lezano PF abagoqela abasakhulayo labesifazana abatshengisele okusuku lwesibili lamhlanje kobulawayo besola abakhokheli bogatsha lwabesifazana kuleli bandla abathi unkosikazi Sarah Mahoka lo nkosikazi Eunice Sandi Moyo ongumphathintambo obona ngokwenzakala kudolobho lakobulawayo. Kubika unompumelelo Moyo.
Amalunga ebandla lezano iPF batshengisele besola uSibalukhulu Moyo bethi kahambe udelela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe umkamongameli weZimbabwe. Laba bantu bebethwele amagwaliba lamabhakane abebhalwe ukuthi unkosikazi Moyo ulenketha bethabi lokuthi weba imali ngakho-ke sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi ahambe. Unkosikazi Moyo yena uthi akethuki njalo akunanto emthintayo ngaphandle kokusebenzela ubulawayo.
I-Women's League nxa kulabo bantu belamandla wokuthi bangikhiphe, it's okay, but I will remain a strong supporter of ZANU-PF.
Abatshengiselayo bebehlabelela ngesishona akuna ngisho loyedwa ingoma yesindebeleni abayihlabeleyo zonke bezihaya unkosikazi Sandi bethi kahambe. Usibalukhulu uthe uvele usekhulile njalo kakunana sikhundla asibangisayo wafisela umaqoqa ukutshengisela amhlophe.
Baye eparty iparty izakwenza njani mina ngisebenza umsebenzi wabantu engicabangela ukuthi uyadingakala abantu bakithi bayo abantu abathi nxa abanye abantu besenza umsebenzi bavoxwe. So mina ngizakwenza umsebenzi nxa bevoxa kungabantu bakobulawayo bavoxayo, fine, but ngokubona kwami angikholwa mina ukuthi abantu bakobulawayo bangazivoxela into ezaphila.
Kusenjalo ubulawayo usethe uhlelo lokubhalisa abazavota olwe-biometric voter registration luhle noma nje uhulumende esebenza lube luhlelo olubi emehlweni abantu bethi liyehlisa ubuqili kunye lokuvota kabili. Ubulawayo ubethe gwaqa e-Silence Conference Center lapho abathe kubi ukungenela kwezeki ekuvaleleni inhlanganiso yomhlaba e-UNDP ekuthengeni imitshina bethi njengoba babevalelwa ukuthenga imitshina yokubhalisa abazovota kuhle ukuthi bathenge imichina yokuvota ukuze ukhetho oluzayo lube lequla elitha labazavota njalo kuvotwe ngendlela entsha engelabucibi. Umfundisi uHussein Sibanda olilunga lebhodi ye-Electoral Resource Center uthe uhlelo lwe-DVR luhle njalo yilo osenusetshenziswa kulezi insuku.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bazwisise ukuthi ukusebenzisa izithupha okwakudala kungeke kwakwaniseka ukuthi kukhiphe uhlelo olubonakala kakuhle, uhlelo oluzakhipha ubuqili, uhlelo oluzakhipha abantu abangabuya bezovota kabili. Ngakho uhlelo lolu lwe-DVR luyanceda ukuthi kuhluzuke ukwenzela ukuthi umuntu ngomuntu akwanise ukuthi avote kanye kuphela.
UDokotela Samukele Hadebe uthe abantu bathi bayayifuna i-DVR kodwa sebenokuthandabuza ngoba uhulumende usekamalaza ekulethuleni.
Sikunanzelele ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe yibo abathe bafuna i-DVR kodwa-ke inkinga esikhona yokubana indlela sethulwa ngayo sibuya ngayo sokukhona ukuthikameza sokukhona ukuthandabuza ukuthi kungenziwa ngendlela ezaphathisa uZulu. Singalibali ukuthi i-voters roll yeZimbabwe iyehlala ibangela kubana ukhetho impumela zokhetho kungabi lokuvumelana ngenxa ukuthi i-voters roll yayonakele. I-PVR ibikhangela ukuthi iyokumele ithini iqondiseke i-voters roll yethu evele iyonakele.
Amalungelo oluntu uThemba Thizeya uthe uhlelo lwe-DVR uma lusenziwa ngendlela luhle kodwa izeki sisiba nobuchapha osokubangela ukuba abantu babe nokuthanda futha ukuba luhlelo olunezithelo. Uhlelo lwe-DVR luhlelo lokubhalisa ukuvota umuntu esebenzisa iminwe kumbe iliso njalo okwamanje iZimbabwe iphakathi kokulungiselela ukuthenga leyo mitshina kodwa uZulu uyathandabuza indlela uhlelo olukhutshwa ngayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo ngingunaphumelelo Moyo.
Kunjalo nje umkhankaso wokuthi unkosikazi Eunice Sandi Moyo lonkosikazi Sarah Mahoka baxotshwe kubandla leZANU-PF usudale imibuzo eminengi. Abanye bezibuza ukuthi kahle kahle omama laba bawoneni okungavusa umhlonga kangaka. Abanye ngabathi izizathu eziphiwayo kazilaqiniso phakathi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxelo mnumzana Edwin Ndlovu olilunga lebandla le-People's Democratic Party ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Ye, ngangikhangele leyo ndaba ngibona ngendlela ezimbili. Okokuqala kutshengisa ukuthi uGrace uyinkokheli enjani ongumthando kayiphikiswa ekuthini imihlangano yakhe yonke yayofuna ukuthi kulalelwe yena yedwa. Kungaba lo mbono otshiyeneyo ukuthi kuthi siyisitha sakhe ngoba singakhangela uMahoka abadebe kwenza bebesekela yena ngesikhathi kuthethisa uMnangagwa kwakusekelwa yena uGrace. Kodwa-ke kukhanya kukhona-ke lapho abamphambanisa khona-ke sefuna-ke baxotshe-ke bonke. So-ke etshengisela-ke sobala ukuthi-ke ungumuntu onjani. Okwesibili kungaba yikwenza kweZANU-PF ifuna ukuthi ithathe i-attention yonke iye endabeni yabo yena leyo abantu ekhohlwe ngenhlupho ezisilazo thina esikumabandla aphikisayo sethe sirelaxa sithi zami sifile nanko phela sebesilwa bodwa i-G40 kathe silwa yodwa nsize ukuthi ilekele thema kaMnangagwa. Singenza njalo-ke bona on the ground besebenza ngaso kubuya ukhetho-ke sesinqotshwa kukhetho-ke ngokuqilibezela abaye bekwenzile. Yikho-ke ngibona ngendlela-ke ezimbili zenezo kutshengisela-ke ukuthi i-center of power is not holding kweZANU-PF. UGrace uyenza umathanda wenza kofunayo njalo-ke yatshengisela sabhalizimi ukuthi khona ngoba nanzelele ukuthi nga bekhuluma ngosandi bekuthiwa usandi ule-tribalism umndebele
manje nxa sikhangele udaba lona lolu singathi thina luyatshengisa na ukubana iZANU-PF inganqotshwa kukhetho luzayo.
Kwabo imbono khonokho kungasincedisa ke thina esamabandla aphikisayo kodwa lathi sekudingakala ukuthi siqoqeke singabantu esivumelanayo ukuthi singena kukhetho simanyene ke sihambisa icandidate eyodwa-ke ezanqikelana lo mgabe hathi ukuthi singene sehlukene singangena sehlukene okuzaba lohlupho. Okwesibili njalo ukhetho-ke sakwasiZANU-PF sihlaleriga kumele ke sisebenzelane ndawonye sikhangele senqabele njalo kuriga kaZANU-PF.
Umnumzana Edwin Ndlovu lilunga lebandla le People's Democratic Party ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zithi uZulu weMwenezi East sehlalela evalweni ngenxa yokwethuselwa ngabasekeli bebandla leZanu PF ngaphambilini kokhetho lokudinga umeli walesi sigaba edalela eParliamente mhla ka-8 ngenyanga ezayo. Inhlanganiso lezi ezigoqela iZimbabwe Peace Project, iZimbabwe Election Support Network leHill Zimbabwe zithi ibandla leZanu PF lisebenzisa njalo ukudla ukuhuga abantu ukuthi balivotele. Owayemela isigaba seMwenezi East edalela eParliamente engakaxotshwa kubandla leZanu PF umnumzana Kudakwashe Basikiti ubemele encintise kulolu khetho emele ibandla leZimbabwe People First. Kodwa uthi sephumile kulolu khetho ngenxa yokwethuselwa ngabasekeli beZanu PF. Kodwa oncintisa emele ibandla leZanu PF umnumzana Josby Oma ukulandule lokhu esithi uBasikiti uphume kukhetho ngoba ezibonele ukuthi ubengelalo ithuba lokunqoba. Sixhume olwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Zenzo Nyoni yena othi kulihlazo kakhulu okwenziwa iZanu PF.
IZanu PF yiphathi esingafela macebo esiphelelwe umqondo. Siyazi ukuthi iZanu PF ihambise thusela abantu lapha nalapha, ithenga abantu ngokudla ngoba nanku lamawo vethi asepandukelana leZanu PF ngoba sisazi vele ukuthi iZanu PF isiyiphathi esiphelile esidinga amacebo ngayo yonke indlela yokuthi ingahlukumeza njani abantu bethusele ukuze ibavotele. Kukanti abantu bathese sebekhaliphile inkomo emadolobheni bengethuselwa kodwa bayayazi into abayifunayo. Even kwala ngasemakhaya bayethuselwa abantu kodwa into abayifunayo bayayazi. IZanu PF ayizake inyine yona i-election eyodwa kodwa ngenxa yokuthi isebenzisa amandla ayo obuqili ukuthi izinike umbuso yikho lokho ibusa namhlanje. So ngalokho kwenziwa iZanu PF eMwenezi ngale by-election ekhona siyazi ukuthi iyahamba ithenga abantu, ithenga abantu ngamarayisi, ithenga abantu ngokudla laphana itshela izalukazi ogogo abakhulileyo into ezingayisizo lokubethusela ukuthi lingayekela ukuvotela iZanu uzavuka inti endala ngapha emakhaya eLupane lamanje sebeqalile ukampena bayathi ukuthi lingayekela ukuvotela iZanu igugrawundi izaba khona. So zonke lezo izinto ezingcolisa yona iZanu bona kaba kunanzelele kukanti abantu bona into bayayazi abayifunayo abantu baselathando leZanu kwala wona amahovet azayithandile.
Kodwa ibandla leZanu PF Nyoni liyakulandula lokhu lithi kungamanga njalo oncintisa emele leli bandla uthi umnumzana Kudakwashe Basikiti ulamanga ngokuthi uphume kulolu khetho ngoba ubesethuselwa. Uthi iqiniso yikuthi uBasikiti uzibonela ukuthi ubengelalo ithuba lokunqoba.
UKudakwashe Basikiti umuntu okwaba khona kuZanu PF njalo iqiniso uyalazi. Iqiniso yokuthi angeke ayekele ukuthi akhale ngoba bandla mgano munye indlela namhlanje usekhala yena ukanti layo bekhalisa abantu. Mina ngesingathi lenhlanganiso labantu nje jikelele angeke simkhalele ukumangalisa uKudakwashe Basikiti ngoba kuyindlela akade bevele besenza ngayo la ekuZanu PF.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nyoni ulwela amalungelo oluntu sixoxela eseLupane. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. ELesudan selikhethwe ukuba ngumsekeli kamgcinisihlalo wekhansili yamazwe omhlaba ebona ngokuvinjwa kokusetshenziswa kwezikhali ezilechefu e-Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Lokhu akuphathanga kahle amanye amazwe kanye lenhlanganiso ezinjenge-Amnesty International ezethesa lelo lizwe umlando wokusebenzisa izikhali ezilechefu eDarfur ngomnyaka odluleyo. Kwafa abantu abedlula amakhulu amabili okugoqela abantwana. Izi phathamandla kwele Somaliland zithi ukungani kuhle kwezulu kulelo lizwe sokudale umonakalo omkhulu osubangele ukufa kwabantu lezifuyo. Umculi womdumo we-hip hop kobulawayo uCalvin usebenze nzima lonyaka eminyakeni odluleyo okwenze waba ngomunye wabadume okwamagama kulelo dolobho. Ngemva kokuhwatsha idlalate lakhe phansi kwesihloko esithi uthando, uCalvin ukhangelele ukuthi ukwethula elinye njalo lonyaka. Ngasikhathi sinye sokuqhamuke ingxabano phakathi kwalumculi lomunye njalo ocula umdumo omunye o-hip hop laye odumileyo kobulawayo u-POY. UMike Wabe we-Studio 7 uxoxelo Calvin ngalolu daba.
Bambiza boss, bamba chilo moy, and like a black and white pays up on for tell
me. Well, then you say my time the way now. So I think the album lay it centers on love, uthando. It's a story like Mawa Panang Balut Uthando, a short love story. It's just a story about a relationship from my color to Rupela Wai or Gapsu, you know. So it's a story in there about a relationship.
And ubukhuluma ngale mpilo yakho kule album?
Yeah.
So bayiphukile inhliziyo yakho boy?
Hey, bayiphukile inhliziyo kazi.
Ongitshele ngamafishane ngale performance yakho ezayo lapho uzobe performa lo KO wase South Africa. Ithuba likhona na lokuthi ubudlwelana no phakathi lawe lo KO usazodabuka khona?
I hope so. Anyafisa.
Masixoxe ngalo ukuxabana okukhona phakathi kwakho lo POY. Kuyini okwenzakala ukuze ixabane mfana kithi?
Hey, yabona kahle uPOY ube sensitive yabo ngoba ngeSunday ngishaya ngifreestyle. So ngabe ngirelease ifreestyle yana bo like to the public. But kule line engishayileyo enthe abantu bafuna ibeef kimi ngani ngoPOY.
But imdala wethu ngani ngonkomo no. Sebefuna nebeef ngani ngopoy no.
So yena wokuthatha ngani ngithi se uPOY ufuna ibeef lami. Le yabona into yangkhona.
So manje i retaliation izophuma na?
Angazi. Yena bese tshele wonke umuntu nje yabona ukuthi ule retaliation le track angenzele yona afuke keep ukuthiwa ngwana be. Sonke silana simelele nje asiyabona
ini. UFacebook uthe uzobe ukhipha i-album entsha ngemvulo. Yini ibizo yale album?
Now we just call it the compilation. Asabele gama Crank Crank Part. I'm sure by the end of the day today we might decide because it's different artists, yabo. It wasn't like a planned situation. It's just something that mina personally I saw the need of compiling everything in one CD and we push it. You know, see days of food njalo yabo $2.
UCalvin umculi we-hip hop obexoxa lo Mike Wobe we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje iqembu le-Highlanders iphoso phela ichila moya lizanqikilana lele Capes United makepekepe kufinali yenkezo ye-ZNA Commanders Charity Shield kusasa emakumeni enkundleni ye-Barber Field. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Akubizwa ozwayo kusasa emagumeni lapho kuyabe kudibene khona inkunzi zomdlalo iqembu le-Highlanders lele Capes United wonawe lwisa ukuphakamisa inkezo ye-ZNA Commanders Charities Shield. Lo mdlalo ugobhozisa amathe njalo umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders u-Errol Agbay uthi kuza kuba ncane indawo ngoba womabili lawa maqembu edlala kuhle kulezi nsuku.
I think it becomes a very difficult game for both of us because we're missing.
Umdlalo esizawudlala le Capes United uzaba ngumdlalo onzima. Ngikhangelele ukuthi kule national team silama players yathi esingathi siwathembile thina le Capes ukuthi badlala kuhle yiba sebebize ku national team. So amalungiselelo ethu engaba engazani sehlukile njalo kuzaba nzima kakhulu emaqembini wonke kodwa
iqembu le-Highlanders linqobele FC Platinum nge-3-0 kusigaba se-semifinal ikanti le-Capes United lichayele i-Dynamos nge-3-1. Iqembu elizanqoba kusasa lizathola inkulungwane ezilithumi lambili zamadola asemelika, kuthi elizakukhaphansi lizathola inkulungwane eziyithobamunembili zamadola asemelika njalo. Imali ezabhadalwa izibukeli izaphathisa abafelokazi, intandane kanye namalunga ebutho alimali ayesemsebenzini. Zombili Highlanders leCapes United zilakho ukudlala zingela abanye abadlali bazo ababizwe kuqembu lesizwe lona elizanqikelana leqembu leZambia ngensonto esigodlweni iHarare emdlalweni wokuzwana amandla. Kuqembu leHighlanders kubizwe uNozinti uAriel Sibanda, imvimbi uPeter Mutuhwa kanye lomgadli uPrince Dube. Kuqembu leCapes United kubizwe uNozinti uEdmos Banda, imvimbi uDennis Dauda kanye labadlali besiswini senkundla uRonald Chitiyo kanye loDevon Chafa. Kolunye udaba olumelana lomdlalo wenguqu, inhlanganiso yeDelta Beverages izaqhubekela phambili isekela imidlalo yePremier Soccer League ngemali njalo isivumelwano leso ngeseminyaka emithathu. Inkampani yeDelta ifake izigidi ezidlula izintathu kwimidlalo yePSL njalo ngomnyaka owodwa izabe ifaka inkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa. Iqembu elizaphakamisa inkezo lizabe lithola inkulungwane ezilikhulu, ikanti kubunjwe umncintiswano omutsha ozadibanisa iqembu eliyabe liphakamise isicoco se-PSL leqembu elizaphakamisa inkezo yeChibuku. Sikhangele umdlalo wengqindi. Ophethe ibhanti leWorld Boxing Council kusigaba seSilver Welterweight njalo yesizalwane selizwe leZimbabwe uCharles Manyuchi kusasa kuzamele evikele isicoco sakhe lapho edibana loQuadratilo Abduqaksorov oyisizalwane selizwe leUzbekistan. UManyuchi ubeyingqungquthela kulesi sigaba ngomnyaka ka-2014 njalo enganqoba kusasa ulakho ukuthola ithuba lokunqindana labadlali abaludumo emhlabeni jikelele. Lo mdlalo uzadlalwa phakathi kwamahlandla lithumi lambili njalo imbiko evela khona le kwele Singapore ithi uManyuchi enganqoba ulakho ukuthola ithuba lokulwa lesizalwane selizwe leMelika uKeith Thurman, yena onguye ophethe isicoco se-WBC World Welterweight. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Live Talk lamhla sikhangela uhlelo lokubhalisa abalelungelo lokuvota kukhetho oluzayo kanye lemitshina esadingwa nguhulumende eza kwenza lumsebenzi eyama-biometric voter registration kits. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, umsebenzi ubokile. Was a
Ku Woza Friday lamhlanje uBenedict Nhlapho ukhangela umdlalo olingiswa intsha yakwele South Africa. Olesihloko esithi uloyiko kusitsho ukuthi isihluku, oveza ucuku olwenziwa libutho leGugurawundi emathebeleland laseMidlands.
Why them? Why the Mathebele? Why our brothers and sisters? Why Africa turn a blind eye while our fellow Africans suffer because of other Africans?
Laba ngabalingisi bentsha kwele South Africa phansi kwenhlanganiso yesiphe sakhe youth organization belingisa umdlalo uloyiko. Bathi lo mdlalo tshengisa isihluku lolunya oluphindiweyo olwenziwa ngamasotsha e-5th Brigade ayethunywe uMongameli Mgabe ukuyathanyela ingcikeza kwelamaNdebeleni ngabo 1980. Uqala ngempi phakathi kwamabhunu labansundu. Uyeveza inkulumo zenkululeko eLancaster, wethule sekuhlelwa umbhuqazwe kwelemaNdebeleni, uze sekuqeqetshwa ibutho le-5th Brigade, bese ke libonakala selicacada lichobodisa abadala abancane amakhehla lezalukazi. Umunye wabalingisi kulomdlalo oqale ukutshengiswa endaweni ezijeneyo kwele South Africa ngo-2016 uYanda Mhluzi uthi injongo yalomdlalo yikuvezela umhlaba ukuthi kuyesabeka okwenziwa zinkokheli zeZimbabwe okusafuze ziyethonisiswa ngakho.
Bantu basemathebeleleni onits obona bakwazi ukuthetha ngeguron genocide because they are afraid of your family might be a risk, your family might be executed, your family might be killed. Sinamalungelo South Africa, siyakwazi ukuzi-expressa, siyakwazi ukuthetha ngendaba ezidibenisela ama-human rights violations, siyakwazi ukudemonstrate. So in South Africa we are in better position ukuthi singathetha in such issues.
Isihluko esitshengiswa ngabalingisi laba abalitshumi lambili kulomdlalo siye sabeka asikhulumeki asibhaleki ngitsho labasibonayo inengi uthi ubabuza behlengezele inyembezi baflathele.
They held my father and forced him to watch as they raped my mother who was carrying my 1 month old brother on her back.
Abalingisi laba bona bathi isikhathi sokuthula ngalolu daba sesedlule, isikhathi sokuvezwa kwamaqiniso ngalo sesifikile, kanti lesikhathi sokuhlawulwa kwabachaphazwayo nokubotshwa kwabadala amacala yiso lesi. Ngokhokela iqula labalingisi lelu Ayanda Manala uthi konke kukulumdlalo yizinto ezilobufakazi ukuthi zenzakala.
Sithethi nasingakenzi lento lesenze into abathi research for 8 months. Yonke into ekhulunywayo, yonke i-detail ekhulunywayo, i-backup into abathi ngesilungu ngama-facts. Ngoba i-genocide ingaba nezitori ezininzi.
Uthi abakufisayo ukuthi lumdlalo ufinyelele emazweni onke e-Afrika naphesheya kolwandle kungathulwa, kungavalwa ndlebe kuze kuthonisiswe bonke abalesandla kumbuqazwe wegugurawundi.
They went on rampage, blazed a trail of destruction, pillage every village. Kwakhonyengwa kwamaqaqeni nasezikwakweni sakhumuzi lawo nyoka sathulane ziqhubu.
Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngingu Benedict Nhlapho.
Ncedani bo. Sasisizo sikamthakazi. Our neighbors become dumb, deaf and blind, self-inflicted because of our diplomatic ties. Atomde Nigeria, we are alone, Mthwakazi. We in Bandani,
refuse. My people are said refuse. Refuse to let your cries be muffled by diplomacy. Refuse to let your success be muffled by oligarchy. They have refused your space in their history book as if you are some road to be faced from the face of the earth. Tell them your nation to spare but not to tear. Resilient Jango Kretam Natu Kretina Sisingelu. Puma is Bukwina Sain Balini. The cities of refuge where you get the name diaspora. Women Dabe Nasa to Winibonga Baso Bona. Kokundano Makalu Fele Melequeni. Jari Tende Nikin Kalam Kitchi. Refuse. My people are set refuse.
As they raped my mother, who was carrying my 1 month old brother on her back. They forced my mother to place her own child in the grain pounder and force him to pound him. After that, they started beating my father. They beat him so hard, blood was gushing from his nose.
Ayike kwanele kwalamhlanje Mthwakazi omuhle singake hlukana isikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Abasekeli bebandla lezano PF batshengisele okwelanga lesibili namhla kobulawayo besola abakhokheli bogatsha lwabesifazana kuleli bandla abathi unkosikazi Sarah Mahoka lo nkosikazi Eunice Sandi Moyo. UZulu weMwenezi East ubikwa esehlalela evalweni ngenxa yokwethuselwa ngamalunga ebandla lezanu PF phambilini kokhetho lokudinga umeli walesi sigaba edalele ephalamende. Hayi ke kwanele isihlobo zami olivalelisayo ngenjabulo nguNtungameli Nkomo lingayikatshana luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Azibe wophe makamu wangu.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.